Thank you, Roger. As he mentioned, I'm going to give a short summary of my study. The basic questions that I was asked to indicate to address, and they're really key economic indicators, are first, did the price basis defined to be a Canadian price minus a U.S. price, did the price basis widen after COOL was implemented, as many opponents have asserted? Did the basis widen for fed cattle? Did the basis widen for feeder cattle? And did COOL negatively impact imports of slaughter cattle from Canada and imports of feeder cattle from Canada and Mexico? Data sources I relied on were first the detailed data that is under what's known as the mandatory price reporting legislation. It's publicly available, highly detailed. I used data for the past 10 years, weekly data, and I primarily relied on this data set, but I also looked at some FAS and USDA cattle and trade data, a limited amount of Canadian data. Not all of the Canadian data is publicly available. I did get some Canadian price and slaughter cattle data from USDA. The mandatory price reporting data is what the packers themselves submit. It's very detailed by price, class, grade, the acquisition arrangement, yield. So it's highly detailed, and it is available publicly. There's an NPR Data Mart website where all of this can be downloaded. With regard to the price basis, economic theory suggests that higher segregation cost would widen the basis. Informa Economics has done a couple of studies that are basically surveys of packers. And the first one, they said that USDA's initial COOL proposal would have a segregation cost of $15 to $18 a head. They revised that to $10 to $18 a head under the final rule. The Canadian Cattlemen's Association has gone even higher, and on their website they even cite $90 a head. The fact, based on the data the packers report, is that the price basis actually narrowed somewhat. It did not widen. This indicates that the Canadian cattlemen are getting, in U.S. dollars, essentially the same price for like animals as domestic cattle feeders. I have a summary of price basis before and after COOL. For slaughter cattle, purchase arrangement is very important in understanding the effects of COOL, and the purchase arrangement, as far as I know, has not been considered in the Canadian studies of the impacts of COOL. But for formula cattle, that's marketing agreement cattle, for forward contract, some of that is contracted well ahead of time with a cash price stated, but a lot of it's tied to a futures market, and also that acquired under a negotiated grid. For 4.5 years before COOL, based on the weekly mandatory price reporting data, the packers' own data, the price basis was actually somewhat larger than after COOL. It also did not widen for feeder cattle, but actually narrowed. And in my lengthy report, I give a long table, and it shows that this price basis did not widen, actually narrowed after COOL compared to before COOL for most classes, that steer or heifer or mixed steers and heifers, for grades like choice, and for purchase arrangements, the formula and forward contract and K cash market. So there's an expanded table there. And most of those show the price basis went down. A few went up, but it's by a small amount. So the answers to the questions that were posed to me are, first, did the Fed cattle price basis decline after COOL was implemented? And the answer is no, just based on the data reported by the packers for imported compared to domestic. Secondly, did feeder cattle price basis decline after COOL was implemented? Again, the answer is no. Third, did COOL negatively impact imports of feeder cattle? I've done this analysis for Mexican separate from the Canadian feeder cattle, and the answer in both cases is no. You can look at the simple numbers, but I have a lot of econometric estimates behind these conclusions. And finally, did COOL negatively impact imports of slaughter cattle? This is unlikely, and some of the econometric models, such as that used by the Canadians in their report, you can find a negative effect, but in econometric gobbledygook terms, there's an omitted variable bias. If you include the purchase acquisition type in that econometric equation, the COOL variable is no longer significant and, in fact, positive. So it's highly unlikely that COOL negatively impacted imports of slaughter cattle.